It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, March 15th, 2019. Today's the birthday of British statesman William Lamb, 2nd Viscount Melbourne, born in London in 1779. He served as Home Secretary and as Prime Minister and is best known for his intense and successful mentoring of Queen Victoria in the ways of politics when she was between the ages of 18 and 21. Some historians have concluded that Melbourne does not rank highly as a prime minister, for there were no great foreign wars or domestic issues to handle, and that he lacked major achievements and enunciated no great principles. But he was kind, honest, and not self-seeking. When Queen Victoria came to the throne in June 1837, she was barely 18, and just breaking free from the domineering influence of her mother, the Duchess of Kent, and her mother's adviser, Sir John Conroy. Over the next 4 years, Melbourne trained her in the art of politics, and the two became devoted friends. Victoria was quoted as saying she considered him like a father. Her own had died when she was only 8 months old, and Melbourne's son had died at a young age. Melbourne was given a private apartment at Windsor Castle, and unfounded rumors circulated for a time that Victoria would marry him, despite his being 40 years her senior. Tutoring Victoria was the climax of Melbourne's career. The Prime Minister spent up to 4 or 5 hours a day visiting and writing to her, and she responded with enthusiasm and grew in wisdom. Melbourne left behind a considerable list of reforming legislation, which, although not as long as that of Lord Grey, is considered worthy nevertheless. Among his government's acts were a reduction in the number of capital offences, reforms in local government, and the reform in the poor laws, which formerly restricted the terms on which the poor were allowed relief and established compulsory admission to workhouses for the impoverished. Following a vote of no confidence initiated by Conservatives, Melbourne's government fell and he resigned as Prime Minister on August 30, 1841. Victoria continued to write to him about political matters, but as it was deemed inappropriate after a time, their letters became purely non-political. It has been observed that Melbourne's role faded as Victoria increasingly relied on her husband, Prince Albert. Though weakened, Melbourne suffered a stroke 14 months after his departure from politics. In retirement, he lived quietly at Brockett Hall in Hertfordshire and died there on November 24, 1848. He was buried at the Church of St. Ethelreda nearby in Hatfield. Many in the current generation have rediscovered Lord Melbourne thanks to Rufus Sewell's portrayal of Queen Victoria's beloved Lord M in public television's masterpiece series Victoria, now in its third season. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 15th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.